You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Thank you so much to everybody who writes into us, whether it's an email or you go onto the website and you click to send a note to us. A lot of people send us private messages on Facebook, and it's easy to find us. Just go to Facebook and search Mix Morning Show, Dom, Emily, Jeremy, and become a friend of ours. And that way you can send a message. Now, with this particular note, as soon as Emily read this to me, I said, damn, we've got to talk about that. Let's change her name, because people love to offer their suggestions on missed connections.
Well, and this gal genuinely needs advice. She needs to know.
All right, lay it on us.
Which way to go. We're going to call her Amanda. Right. So Amanda began working in downtown Denver in the fall. And after a few weeks, she started noticing that she was passing the same people each morning walking into her building. So one morning, a very attractive man spoke to me and I replied, you know, hi, how's it going? We've seen him. I've seen him a few times since then. And we've always been in passing, but we've never been able to have a conversation until last Monday. So I'm walking into my building and I noticed that he was walking straight towards me. It may have been my imagination, but I swear his face lit up. I know mine did. We stopped for a moment to talk to each other. We had small talk about work and our schedules. And then finally he introduced himself, first name only. And then I gave him my first name. And then there was a bit of an awkward pause. And then the clock chimed. He said, great to meet you. I got to go. And so since then, I've been trying to time my arrival to coincide with his, not knowing what his work hours are and what days he has off. I'm tired of standing on the corner where I last saw him waiting for him to walk by. She works really early mornings and it's cold. I feel like a lovesick teenager and I'm over 50. I would be mortified if he found out what I'm doing. So my question is, do I continue to search for him or let fate take its course? P.S. I've been single for a long time, about 7 years, due to a very painful breakup. The fact that I even have this man on my mind and want to give him a second thought speaks volumes to me. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts.
Well, I'm anxious to hear what our listeners say first before we offer our thoughts. So I guess what she's asking is, does she continue to kind of go out of her way and wait on a corner?
Right, and hover.
Hover.
Where are you?
Or does she just go about her life and hope that, as she said, fate steps in and they run into each other again?
Mm-hmm. But hasn't she seen him multiple times?
She saw him before this, just in passing. And then it was kind of one of those things where, you know the people in the lobby.
Yeah.
And so we say hi. So it's kind of one of those. But then finally, last Monday, he stopped and he said, hey, you know, how's it going? Do you work in this building? My name's Rob.
I don't think what we're going to do is say where this is taking place.
Nope.
But I think one of the things that's interesting about it is that it is extremely early in the morning.
Right.
Let's
right.
just say that's all we're going to say. It's very early in the morning. It's way before
the sunrise,
6 or 7. And I don't know if I would use the word. I don't know that she is smitten with him. Let's put it this way. She's very interested in talking to him again.
He's intrigued. He's mysterious.
Yeah. Her thing is, do I keep waiting on this same corner, kind of just lurking, waiting to see him again? Or do I just go about my life and let fate take its course? Interesting choices. And Krista has been holding. Hey, Krista, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
So what would you say to Amanda?
Well, I think that she should leave it up to fate. She found him on accident several times, so she might do that again. And he might be looking for her in the same places that he's normally found her, so she might be missing him by trying to find him.
Right.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah. Mind blown.
That's such a good rom-com plot line.
Very good. Krista, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Here comes Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning. I think if she sees him again, say something. Get his number. Take the step, because you're not promised tomorrow. Live every day to its fullest, because you don't know what's going to happen. He could be nervous too. Just do it. Just say something.
I don't think she has any doubt about the next time she sees him.
Right.
Her question is, do I keep hanging out on this same corner hoping to see him again, or do I just get on with my life and see if it works out?
I think she should hang out on the same corner. If he's there, then make the step and say, hey, do you want to go out? Here's my number. Let's go do something.
Police might pull her over if she keeps hanging out on that same corner with her leg out.
Well, then she can charge more.
Very good. Way to go. I mean, Dawn, have a great weekend.
You as well. Okay. Bye-bye.
Don't you think she's just going to naturally run into this guy again anyway if she already has a couple times? I mean, I don't know if she needs to stand there every day. Like, it's naturally going to happen again.
So the time of day, because it is so early, I think, you know, adds kind of an element that's different to anybody else's schedule. And so I think she needs to do as much to get into this guy.
And it could be that if she doesn't hang out there, that the direction she goes, the odds of actually intersecting with him are slim. Unless she's stationary. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
She needs to bring
like
a cup of
20
tea
minutes
and
a
crossword puzzle. Yeah,
a camping chair.
A folding chair, right. Here's Sissy. Hello, Sissy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're all great. So what's the story?
So I think that she should leave it up to fate also. It sounds like she's had more encounters by doing that than, you know, doing the hovering.
Right. She might be canceling it out if she's sitting there waiting. Canceling out fate.
Here's a weird thought for you too, Sissy. What if she does it? What if she does leave it, quote, leave it to fate, and then she runs into somebody else who's even better?
No.
Well, that's what fate's all about.
Yes,
I think she's
standing
there and waiting because I think she's probably getting ready every day and she wants to look her best too. Like, she's really going to look good, you know, when she finally sees him. I mean, if she randomly runs into him, it'll be the one day that she forgot to put mascara on one eye or something.
You can't really see a lot that early in the morning.
Do you think she's sexing it up?
She's sexing it up a little bit.
Sissy, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Have a good one.
Bye.
Here's Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Hello.
What do you know about this hovering stuff?
You know, sometimes you have to help fate out a little bit, I think. I think it's fate that they met, but my husband's a drummer and I'm a trumpet player, and I went out of my way to go to drumline warm-ups when I had no business being there. And we have a baby, and we're having
there you go.
See?
Just hanging out.
I will agree with you about the whole helping fade out a little bit. There's some old joke about the guy who's praying every day to win the lottery, right? I want, please God, just let me win the lotto. Please God, he like prays for like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And eventually God responds, look, help me out. Buy a freaking ticket.
Right.
Right.
So sometimes you have to help.
Give it a goose.
Fade out.
Do you have your trumpet with you right now?
Huh?
Do you have your trumpet with you right now?
Yeah, it's in my trunk.
All right, can you call back and play?
We're going to put you on hold. I want you to pull over, get your trumpet out, and play a little something for us, please.
Do you know any Michael Bolton?
Hold on. Can you do that?
No, I'm on my way to work.
When are you going to arrive at work?
She has a schedule too.
Come on.
I'll call back again.
Yeah, we want you to call back and play the trumpet for us.
Call back when you get to work and play the trumpet,
please.
Have
you ever performed for 250,000 people before?
No, I have not.
Okay, would you like to perform for 250,000 people?
You can stay in your car and play it. You don't have to get out and do it in your parking lot.
Right, like not a whole song. Maybe just like a good 15, 20
seconds.
Come on.
That's what we're talking about. Come on,
Michael Bolton.
Come on, Mandy.
I will call back, and I will do it, I swear.
Okay.
You better.
It's not my good horn.
Bring your good horn next time.
We won't know if it's a good horn or a bad
horn. Girl, every horn is your good horn.
I'm making a note that Monday we're going to get the good horn.
Yes. No, I'm getting the good horn on Monday, and I'm going to call you at this time.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mandy.
Okay. Now we have
trumpet in her trunk.
She's got
a trumpet with her.
Is that a trumpet in your trunk? Hello, Trish.
Hello.
Hi. So what's the word? We're going to get back to Amanda now. We're going to leave the trumpet and go back to Amanda.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about trumpets.
What do you know about fate?
Well, I think Amanda should let fate take its course. I think that if it's meant to be, that she will run into him again. And it sounds like, you know, maybe there was a little bit of hesitation on his part. However, I also think, what if he was just put in her life to get her excited about the possibility of a relationship?
About love again. Yeah.
Interesting. He might not even exist. He might just be an angel.
I thought about that. Like, maybe he was a guardian angel, and just for that one day when he stopped and talked to her, it saved her from getting hit by a bus or something.
I like that.
Rubbing off on you.
Why
I like
not?
This.
And to reignite her passion for life and the possibilities of love.
Yeah. Well, that too, but the bus is probably more.
Well, I just didn't want to have
the
wet cleanup on
morbid.
Colfax. Trish, thank you for calling and chatting with us.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, that's a good point because Amanda did say that she hasn't felt butterflies in 7 years. So this man is
igniting.
Let's
go with that.
So even if he's not the one, he might have just finally turned her switch back on so that now she's able to open up to somebody.
I like that angle. Let's go with that.
Yeah, but what do you think about, do you think she should hover or get on with her life, Emily?
I think she should hover.
Hover. Jeremy?
Move on. This was a one-time thing.
Okay, Chris?
Move on.
I'm saying hover, find her.
Yeah.
You know what they say, there's that old movie line, right?
No.
That your biggest regrets in life are the chances you don't take.
Whoa.
What movie is that?
What movie is that?
I don't know, some old movie. Wasn't that in a movie? Or did I just dream
you
just, it?
You was on a t-shirt or something. Right. A pamphlet.
You're so motivational, Dom.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.